Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Mad Money.
Go ahead, baby.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning on 5. Here's Aaron Fox with news.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 11, more mines impacted by load shedding and New Zealand police probe volcano deaths.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
Good morning. More mining companies have been affected by intensified load shedding nationwide. Morning shift operations has been suspended due to load shedding at the Sibanye Gold Mine in the Free State. AMCU National Health and Safety Chairperson Xolani Bokoloshe.
We are very much concerned. Yesterday we received the notice from Harmon informing us that they have made the decision to cancel the night shift. Even Sibanye did the same thing. To us, it was clear that now the mines, they took a right decision to prioritize the safety of our members.
Meanwhile, Impala Platinum Mines in Rustenburg in the northwest has also ceased production due to severe load shedding. Impala spokesperson Johan Teron.
At this site, we've got about a third, 30% of the power available that we normally use. And under those conditions, we've decided not to send our people underground. So there's no production at our mines for today.
Petra Diamond Mine has temporarily halted its operations in Cullinan, Kimberley and Koffiefontein after the huge power cuts. The mining company says Eskom told them to reduce electricity use in three mines. All workers have been removed from underground except those required for essential services. Another major flood warning has been issued for KZN. Residents, especially in the north of the province, have been warned to brace themselves for the possibility of flash floods today. SA Weather Service forecaster Ayanda Nsele.
We are mainly expecting 50% chance of showers and thunder showers, but 80% over the northern part of the province. Today we also have a watch out for heavy rain leading to flooding, mainly over the northeastern part of the province. Then we cover the areas like Zululand, Umkhanyakude and King Gajayo district.
And finally, police in New Zealand are investigating the deaths of tourists in a volcanic eruption on White Island. Officers say there are no signs of life and they've given up hope of finding any of the 8 missing people alive. Here's New Zealand's Chief Medical Officer, Peter Watson.
All of our burns units are now full to capacity. Our hospitals, plastic surgeons, anaesthetists, nursing staff, intensivists and others are all doing their very utmost to treat the survivors. Of those injured, 27 of the 31 have suffered greater than 30% total body surface area burns. Many have inhalation burns that require airway support.
Another look now at the top story at 11 o'clock. More mining companies have been affected by intensified load shedding nationwide. For 5 News, I'm Aaron Fox.
Everybody's in for a great time.
The 5FM Summer Takeover.
Summer Takeover.
Either way you shine.
5FM Summer Takeover.
Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth.
The heat is on.
It's summertime.
5FM Summer Takeover.
Summer Takeover.